Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Let's talk about Alexis McAllister, Chris, because gets the assist, of course he does, but it's much more than that. In a game that was at times open and at times bitty, bar the odd little loose one, like, he just had that air of calm. I go back to that meme of the dog in the fire, this is fine, but it was fine for him. He's completely okay. He has like a little bit of serenity in what can be a little bit of a chaotic moment at times, and ultimately the assist for the goal shows that, but yeah, I mean, he's had a real big impact on Liverpool over the last month, and again, he delivered today.
Yeah, and he just keeps getting better and better. And I think what we're seeing now is, I think we were probably a little bit disappointed when he first got those appearances in the eight, because you've been waiting and hyping it up in your own mind of what Alexis can do. But I felt like Alexis was going to be the difference maker today, and I said it about 15 minutes before we scored, and I said that at half time the other week. I think it was against Luton, you know. It was him who walks away with two assists, and what we're starting to see now is him starting to put his imprint on this side, and he feels like he's ready to shoulder the burden, and he should be. He's a world-class footballer playing in centre midfield for Liverpool in his position. I think he's got a really good understanding with Endo as well.
Yeah.
The two of them find each other really well, and I wonder whether, because he's not played loads with Endo, I wonder whether it's his experience he's drawing down on playing the six, going, when I was in the six, what did I need? And he's using that to be able to be an option for Endo, and the two of them seem to work really well together. But we've got to talk about it, Steve, when he gets that ball, but you know, by most players would just play an easy pass there, but McAllister doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at the opposite. He just blam it.
Yeah.
And hope you get a deflection or hope something falls to someone, a little bit like what happened with Bobby Clark in the first half. He didn't blam it. He made the right decision, that shot, and it nearly falls to Diaz, and he nearly scores. In that moment, you're thinking, just hit it and just keep it in the box and keep it alive. But rather than just play the low percentage option, he takes the high percentage option. He backs himself to not only be able to take control in what is a really chaotic scene, you know, Forest the time for their lives to get that ball off the pitch and end the game, to have the ability to, the mental ability to just calm it down, but then also picking that, it's on a sixpence. Like, I think the XG on it, they call it XA, don't they? Expect, it's like a 0.9. Like, they're basically saying, you've almost scored the goal for that, and you've almost put it in the net for them, because that's how pinpoint accurate it was. It's great from Nunes, and we'll speak about him in a moment, but, I mean, it's about like sending a pass with a message on it, writing a letter and telling you what to do with it. That's what he's done with that, because you can tell, like, he uses class, like, you know, World Cup winner, the reason Liverpool wants him, the reason everybody wanted him, he's starting to show it. I was delighted with him as a six. I thought he was great, but we're seeing the real Alexis McAllister as an eight, and he's took his game in the last month or so to a whole new level.
Listen, a couple of months ago I was thinking Alexis is going to be the six.
I really chose who's Liverpool's best six. I was on it, and I was thinking it might be Alexis. Or
yeah, I was with you. I was thinking this was in the in the era before we knew Jürgen was leaving. I was thinking, I think Klopp stumbled on something here where he thinks he can have all of Alexis's best qualities on the football and have Szoboszlai and Kurt Jones in the side as well. But what you're seeing from him in the eight as well is that little touch of class, that composure that you need, because you think about that assist, right? And the first part of it is he does well to hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
He gets his body in it, very Genie Wijnaldum, very Kurt Jones, just using his body, low centre of gravity because he's not the tallest player. Then he basically tricks the player into thinking he's going to play a ball out wide and uses that to be able to then turn inside on him and create a yard of space for the cross. And then, as you say, the ball's on a sixpence. It's signed, sealed, delivered for Darwin Nunes. But it's his ability inside the box, inside the midfield, where there are 4 to 8 players and he picks the ball up. What I love about footballers and centre midfielders more than anything is players you can stop, because sometimes there's no pass available, and a player who can stop, nobody else stops, everything else keeps moving, and you can just wait for the right option to arrive. And Alexis does that really well. He just stops, lets everything move, picks the right ball, plays it. I do think he's got a problem in the first couple of minutes of games with playing shit passes, to be honest with you. He does that a little bit too much for me early doors. But once he gets into the rhythm of the football match, I mean, he's brilliant. And like, he just... You know, when like when Thiago was playing those few games for us, when he's absolutely on it, and the entire team knows, give the ball to Thiago, and Thiago's going to make the right decision about which way we should play. Should we play left? Should we play right? Whatever. That's what this team feels like they're doing with McAllister now. There's a lot of trust in him to pick the right option, because he's doing it more often than not, isn't he?
I love those little 5-yard diagonal passes he plays, where the easy pass is just to go back to the defender, then he just goes around the corner. And it's not unreal, but it just takes one fella out of the game. We saw that again from him. Yeah, like Liverpool signed him as an 8. They tried to sign Casado and they tried to sign Lavia. They signed Alexis as an 8. They just couldn't get him in there. Obviously, they didn't have the DM, and then they were trying to get Endo up to speed. If he's like that all season, Liverpool are going to win the title. I've got no doubt about it, because he is pulling. You're right, it's a very Thiago-esque performance, but it feels a bit more 2024, like almost like souped up version. Like there's a bit more physicality about him than sometimes Thiago had. Thiago's a magician, don't get me wrong, but Alexis gets his foot in a little bit more, and he's better at it. Thiago was game, but he actually fouled a lot of people. Yeah. Alexis wins a lot of ball back by just being like, I don't know, like almost like terrier-like. He like nips away at your heels, but he's always in the right place. He has a couple of interceptions, a couple of tackles in the game. So not only is he doing it with the ball, but the fact that he's doing it without the ball as well. I was
just looking at my notes from the game there while you were talking, and I forgot he'd had that good chance early doors, didn't he?
Yeah.
Get into a great position. That's a number 8 arriving late into the box. I think it was great. It was a great ball by, was it Elliot from the left? It was Clark who does well in the before that. You also, that one where Gakpo has the shit shot wide, that's McAllister winning the ball back about 30 yards from goal, isn't it? Yep. You know, terrier-like, nipping at the lad's heels, exactly what you're saying there. Feeds the ball in, and then obviously Gakpo goes, and I think he makes the wrong decision, actually. You know, he probably should go across the goalkeeper. He's played a really tough shot there, but again, it's McAllister winning the ball back.
I thought there was one where, obviously, they pull it back on the edge of the box and it just falls to his feet, and that isn't by luck. It feels to me that he's probably the best reader of the game Liverpool have got in terms of midfield and attack. I think Van Dijk's the best reader of the game I've ever seen. Liverpool one of them. He's always in the right place. That isn't a coincidence. But McAllister's very much like that as well. Like, he's always open for the pass. He knows where he needs to be. Defensively, he's in the right place. Like, it's not a coincidence that he gets these interceptions and blocks. I thought today was a very chaotic game, because I think that's what Nottingham Forest wanted. They wanted suck the pressure up, suck it up, bang, break and go. Or vice versa, just try and win a few fouls or get up the pitch, give it to Regan and he'll do something. Very chaotic type of game, but it felt like Alexis. I'm just looking here, and he had 88 touches of the game, so he's averaging a touch a minute, which is mad, really. It's up there with the highest amount you can get. And that happens because he knows where he's meant to be all the time. And ironically, Chris, he does a little bit of it. He's on like the right of it. Usually, like, I always feel like sometimes he wants to go left or whatever. On that right-hand side, he was linking up well with Elliot. He was getting involved a little bit. Yeah, I thought he was magnificent. You've got to give him a number out of 10, and for me, it's got to be a high one.
Yeah, I think he's a 9 out of 10 for me. Like, and you know, those 88 touches, I think, listen, I've seen games where Trent Alexander-Arnold has got up to 130, and Rodri does it quite regularly.
That's deep in space, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. It's deep in space. This is a lad who's playing in the 8 in a very congested area of the field, and it's difficult to get on the ball so often, but he does it really well, because you're right, he reads the game really well. He understands where he needs to be for his teammates and stuff. So yeah, easy a 9 out of 10 performance, and the assist is out the top draw.
Absolutely. Yeah, Liverpool can thank Alexis McAllister a lot for the 3 points they got today, because he was absolutely sensational.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true. Baby, it's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.